This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You do your vocal warm-ups off the air.
No, I'm practicing now to become a star of stage, screen, and other items. The good morning presence of Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The good news, we're creatures of habit. I love getting into good habits, and so we've become creatures that habitually bring you the good news of the day in this portion of this hour. Those of you who are drinkers of beer. There's a craft beer that has gone green. Craft beer making is, if you've ever done any of it, your bathtub, or if you've gone to... people, are you laughing?
People, no, I know. People do it. It's amazing to me.
Beer in their bathtub.
Yep.
There are some brewers, however, in England who want to make it more eco-friendly to brew on your own. There's a brewery called Northern Monk Brew Company making beer out of food waste.
How cool is that?
I don't know. It depends on what it tastes like. I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah,
anyway,
me neither.
I don't like beer particularly. It's like drinking salt water for me anyway. But our pal Rich McFadden is quite a connoisseur of beers. And I have somebody who likes to drink Heineken. So it's okay. It's, if you like it, it's good. As long as you don't abuse it. So they're using pears, brioche. Is that how you pronounce that cheese? Brioche, right?
Brioche is bread.
Oh, it is. Oh,
it is.
But I always had it with cheese on it.
Maybe that's because it's delicious with cheese on it.
Okay,
it's amazing.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm not completely off the mark then.
Nope.
Anyway, so they're using bread now. See, I understand this because I understand the way the food system works, the food chain. You can put water on breads, and as they are breaking down, the brew that comes from it, it's not unlike stuff that happens before. If you take the ingredients to bread, the wheats and the grains and things, and you put them in a mash, they'll become alcoholic. And that's what happens with corn, almost anything that you can grow. You can do that with leaves. You can do leaves, though, usually, especially if they're brown, at the end of the season, they do not break down as quickly as grass does, for example, or corn. That's why they use corn for ethanol, because it breaks down quickly. But any grass, and basically what they're making here is ethanol. It's all the same stuff. It's just whatever, in this case, the wheat has been converted through the process to bread, and now we're breaking it down backwards. It's going backwards again. It had one step further to go to get to be bread, croissants, whatever, and now it has one step to go backwards to be broken down so they become it can become beer. This is not brain surgery. If you understand the food chain. And I'm not sure that my lesson in how the food chain works is as important to the story.
Well, no, I'm glad that you explained that, because when I first saw this and I'm thinking pears, croissants, and brioche, how the heck are they going to make that into beer? So that makes a lot of sense.
It's a mash. All they have to do, anything, you're not going to take chicken wings and make beer out of that. This has to be something that comes from the organic side, that is
something that already has yeast in it.
A flowering? No, it has to. Pears don't have any yeast. It has apples. You could use any kind of fruit in this, but
you need some sort of yeast product, right? Like the bread product.
Yeah. Yeast is, yes, it's correct. Yeast is what. So that's where the grains come in, because the yeast, the mold, if you will, that's really what this is. You're drinking liquid mold. That's what any of these. That's what any mash. That's what any any whiskey, anything that's alcoholic. Alcohol is mash. It comes from things decomposing. That's what it is. And so
And then I guess it gets distilled and sterilized or purified in some way?
It could be pasteurized. There is a process. Beer often is pasteurized. And I think, I don't know if they do that with hard liquor or not, because I'm not somebody that reads the label. But I because I don't drink the stuff. But, yeah. So there's that's an interesting way of going. See, somebody's thought the process through. Not that any brewer wouldn't tell you that this is what they do, but they go to school to study this. But you don't really have to. You just have to understand what the principle is. And by the way, that pretty much holds for anything in life. You don't have to necessarily go to school to become an expert accountant in order to do your taxes. You just kind of have to study the system. And that goes, if you're building a house, you study the plans and you learn how to use the various tools that can be done. A lot of people have self-taught. Think about it. Go back to the history of man before there were any schools. Ever think about that? What was life like for human beings? How did they learn things before there were schools? And by the way, the public education system only goes back a few hundred years. And in Europe, maybe, it doesn't go back 1,000 years. It goes back hundreds of years, maybe 700, 800 years. But there wasn't public education. There was private. You taught your children how to read, how to write, how to communicate. And then, for whatever the reason, like everything else, we decided that it was the job of the state to teach our children and us how to read, how to write, how to do math, how to think. Aha! The state teaches us how to think. And what do you suppose they teach us how to think? For those who have slow minds, they teach us to think what they want us to think. For those of us who have quicker minds, not so fast. But we still are prior. Do you know anybody in your life? My children went to private school, but it's an organized attempt to spread knowledge. That's what schools are. What kind of knowledge depends on who's involved. So in your case, Kara, did you go to public school for all of the years that you were in school?
Yeah, I was always in public school. And even in college, I went to a public university.
All right. What about you in your experience, Victoria?
I switched from public to private in like middle school is where I switched to private.
Yeah. All right. So do you, if you look back on it, do you feel like you knew anything or the system was different from when you were, let's say, up to the age of 12 and then beyond? Did you find the approach?
Oh, it was a massive difference. For me, it was that was the reason that my parents took me out of the public school in my town, because it was just pretty bad.
Couldn't thrive.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. The public school education system has become corrupted, the same as most other government has become corrupted, so it doesn't really work. It doesn't serve the students, the pupils. It serves itself. It serves the teachers, the unions, and the system that creates the money. That's what it serves. Public school education is a complete squat, as far as I'm concerned, in most circumstances. Do we have good schools? Yep. Do we do a good job with many students? Yes. But do they need finishing? Do your children, think about this if you're a parent, what are your children really learning and what do you know? What do you know about what your children are learning? That's the more important question. And do you care about what your children are learning? You have passion for them. You love your children. You protect them at all costs, right? So, do you know what they're learning in school? I'm going to bet 94% of you would say, nope. Haven't the slightest idea what my children are learning in school. Don't you think you ought to know what your children are learning in school? I'd want to know what my children are learning in school. I did know what my children were learning in school. I followed it. And carefully.
You were also a teacher.
I was.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, you had
acutely
maybe
aware. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. But we all are teachers. And that goes back to my premise of where all this stuff comes from. Where, if we look back at our history, and you see it still today, the attitudes that you have, I'm sure, Victoria and Kara, I know mine, are a result of the influences I had as I grew up, the environment I grew up in. Neither of my parents got out of college. My father really didn't go to college. He played football, and that's why he went to college. He didn't ever really go to class. He didn't have to. In that era, you got brought into school because you know how to play a game. That was it. That's all they cared about. And they still have some of that today. As you look around, you can see that, and it stinks. because the opportunity you've been given. My father, I remember, always used to say, as an adult, he wished that he had taken advantage of that opportunity, wonderful opportunity, to get educated for the year and a half or two. Let's see, was he there? No, it was about a year and a half before he got thrown out of college. But, you know, it just that wasn't important. He came, he was an orphan. He came from South Boston. Education meant nothing. Going to school meant nothing. It was what you learned on the street, what you learned from the influences, your heroes. I watched a few minutes of the old, not the old, the redone Shaft movie with Samuel L. Jackson about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. That franchise was revived. And his, the legend of Shaft was that he straightened out neighborhoods and he was his own vigilante, sort of in his own school of how to do things and how not to do things. And so he taught people with his example. And what, I'm not saying it was a good example, but it was an example. The environment that a lot of youngsters grow up in the inner city, I have no connection to, because I grew up on a farm. I have no connection other than what I learned from going to college was their experience. So my experience was based on what my parents' experience was based on. My mother, I grew up in a little town of 700 in southern Illinois. She went to a one-room schoolhouse. Her parents taught her a lot, but mostly it was from the Bible. So she had a whole different spin on things. She detested her mother and the Bible. So you don't think that influenced me? Listen to my attitude toward religion. That's where it came. My father had no religion. He was born a Catholic and never went to church. You know, after he got to communion or whatever, 4 years old, that was it. So, but the point I'm making is that we are all products. Think about your background and who you are and what you've learned. And I'm going to bet that what you have learned outside of school has been much more important and influential on your life than what you have learned from your going to school for 7 hours a day over the course of 12 years or if you've gone beyond to college. I'm just betting that. And so back to the craft beer stuff, to learn how to do this, and it becomes a fun thing to do or maybe a business. But these people didn't learn this in school. They learned it by doing it.
I actually have a guy that I dated once. He had his family was a beer family, and so he ended up going to beer master school, and they have all the recipes that have been passed down in the family. So he's the only person I know who's benefited from beer recipes being passed down. But, yes, he learned that out of school.
But you see, we become so functionally illiterate when it comes to practicality that we think we have to learn all these things in school. Don't have to at all. You could pay attention, for example, to the radio. What have you learned so far today? 19 after the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
We use mobile devices.
devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Story of Lisa Marie Presley. Sad. She's probably happy about it. Filed for divorce from her guitarist husband, Michael Lockwood. They've been married for 10 years. She was married to Michael Jackson. You remember that, right?
Yes.
Lisa Marie, her first marriage was to Michael Jackson. And if you didn't think there was some weird stuff going on there, then...
That was her second marriage, actually.
Yeah. Her first marriage was...
She has kids with the first guy.
Yeah. She has also... twin daughters with this guy.
Yeah.
And she's demanded full custody of them. Court papers filed yesterday. Ms. Presley asked that her producer ex only be allowed supervision when they were their visitors. So what do they call that? Supervised
visitation.
Okay. Well, what are you supposed to
do? That usually implies. Weird.
Yeah,
that's
it
weird.
Implies something's a little off the mark there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. They were married in a Japanese ceremony in Japan after he produced her album, What's Next? What are we listening to here, Kara?
Her song, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Lisa has been married four times, divorced four times. I missed out on one of them. She was married first to Danny Keough, who was the father of her first two children, Riley and Ben. Then she was married to Michael Jackson for a couple of years. Oh, I forgot Nicolas Cage. Okay, that was the one we forgot.
The Nicolas Cage thing was weird. I remember when they were married, he was going through his weird Elvis phase.
Yeah, right.
And it's like he was just marrying
Elvis. Movies.
Yeah, and he was, I felt bad for her. He just used her. Yeah. He just wanted to marry Elvis.
Yeah. Really, what does that say about him?
Yeah.
Keep your pants around him. Okay, next. late night jokes now for those of you who like to smile about the issues. Here's Conan O'Brien on Volkswagen.
Volkswagen's settlement for its emissions cheating scandal is going to cost it nearly $15 billion. Yes, spokesperson for Volkswagen said, we've never been so embarrassed, and we were founded by Hitler.
That's true. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Actually, Volkswagen was founded, I believe, in either 1932-33. You know what Volkswagen means in German?
No.
Car of the people.
Oh.
The people's car. Volks, people, Wagen, car. And Hitler was the one who designed the bug. The first beetles they caught, so they called them beetles because they look like bugs. And it was designed by Hitler and his crew. And this was the first foray into, I've forgotten about this, yeah. This was the first foray into getting control of the masses. Give them a car that you can almost control. It was communism without it being communism. They made these cars. People found they were very cheap. You could buy them for a couple of $100. And they had air-cooled engines even then. So, I had forgotten all about that. Thank you, Conan. Here's Stephen Colbert joking about an American Red Cross poster. I would say the whole American Red Cross, the whole reality of Red Cross is a joke, but let's listen to this.
The Red Cross is in big trouble right now for a safety poster that a lot of people are calling racist. It's for pools, like put up for safety around pools. It labels cool and not cool pool behavior. Unfortunately, everyone labeled cool is white. And the not cool kids who are breaking the rules are almost exclusively minorities. This thing is a huge mess. And I'm not surprised, because every time you hear about the Red Cross, it's always some disaster.
No. Every time you hear about the Red Cross, it's always self-serving. The Red Cross is a horrible organization. The people who give money to the Red Cross never get what they think they're going to get by giving other than a write-off. But I would never give a nickel to anything the Red Cross was involved in. And there's a perfect example. He made a joke of it, but that tells you something about the way they think there with that poster caper. 28 past the hour.
What's in a name? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There was once a village that was 5 miles from the nearest water source. Day in and day out, the people would tire of making the long journey. Finally, the leader of the village said that he would go to the king and ask him to make the distance shorter. The king, of course, granted the village leader's request. And from that day forward, the distance between the village and the water was called 3 miles. When the leader of the village returned and told his people, the people were all overjoyed. In fact, there was only one among them who realized that the actual distance hadn't changed at all. Only the name of the number of miles had changed. But no one else would listen to his reason. When people want a specific answer, truth is pretty irrelevant. For ways to find your truth, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Jim Pee-wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee-wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Time 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the Victoria Keelan Kara Schillen. There isn't much to be said about what happened in Turkey last night. The tragedy at the Istanbul airport. Most anybody knows what's going on. In case you don't know the story, there was a suicide blast. Dozens of people were killed at the airport in Ankara. And it's back once again to the craziness. You know, I was thinking back, I was reflecting as I was chewing on my raspberries a minute or two ago, how when I was a kid, these things happened once in a blue moon. And then, as you get a little older, they happen a little more frequently. And now, it's like every day. Every time you turn around, there's some other crackpot, some crazy person, who either in this country or elsewhere around the world, has just taken, they've decided that they are more important than everybody else. And that's part of the problem of what is going on in the world today. Everybody has been taught to think that they are important, and they are. You are important, but more important than the next person. So there's no respect, in a way, for other people or point of view with way too many of those who are classified as human beings. So we've got
the... Is that because millennials are also terrorists, too? Like, it's the millennial generation
of
terrorists?
The millennials are the age of... You're correct there.
Yeah.
The millennials are the ones age-wise
right.
who are pulling these stunts. But they're influenced by people who are older
right.
than they are.
We're regular, normal millennials, you know,
that
parents have told you that you're the most important thing in the universe.
Yeah, right.
and the terrorists have been taught the same thing.
Yeah.
Everything, all that matters is what you,
what
we believe.
Right, you're the most important, and never mind the hell with everybody else. So, here we have, you're trying to live together on a planet that's pretty small, that has almost 8 billion people on it, growing by leaps and bounds in areas that... It's so irresponsible, I don't even want to talk about what's going on in India, Pakistan, some of the areas of Asia where the population is out of control, completely out of control.
Yeah.
And the irresponsibility of churches, religious organizations who encourage people, the hardcore Orthodox Jewish religion is extremely out of touch with reality, as is the philosophy that goes with living spiritually in India. I have, and most of my spiritual beliefs are, I guess, if I were to trace them back to Indian, but I sure as heck don't cotton to families that have 8, 10, 12, 14 children. I was with somebody yesterday, no, it was today's Wednesday, it was Sunday. I was getting my truck fixed at the garage out in Western Massachusetts, and the fellow who runs the garage, the brother came in to visit. And they were talking about their family. There are 7 brothers and 8 sisters
wow.
in his family. And he's, I'm guessing, Francis, about 60. His brother was a little older than he was. So imagine now, that it wasn't unusual for, it was kind of weird, but it wasn't unusual for us to have friends that came from large families. And now, today, that's extraordinary. You know, who do you know? It comes from a family larger than, let's say, 4 or 5. I'm talking about your age, Victoria.
No.
Your age, Kara. You know, there's nobody, right?
Nope.
No.
I grew up in a small Irish Catholic town, and so it's just my brother and me and our family, but
yeah.
every other family was like 10 kids.
Right.
I mean, they
Irish
were all way older
Catholics.
Than we were. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The Catholic religion, as self-serving as it is, says we're the most important thing, so get more of us. So the weekend is the same thing that the Muslims say. It's the same thing that the Orthodox Jews say. It's the same thing that irresponsibility says. The planet can't populate. It can't handle the population that we have now. We can't handle the population in our country. We can't control them. Things are out of control because there's too many people. And yet we go on and on. We were talking earlier about Hitler in the car because of the Volkswagen thing, understanding what the idea was, the masses would have cars to get around, and so when they called them into service, they would have a way to get to where they wanted to go, or wanted them to go fast. That was what the cars were about. People didn't have cars before Volkswagens. They had, once in a while, you'd find somebody who had a car. But everybody didn't have a car until the 1930s, and the place where there first was a large population of people driving cars was in Germany. They made the cars cheap so everybody could have them.
And yeah, because a car, I mean, just from Downton Abbey, I learned,
yeah.
Cars in England and France were more of a status thing.
Absolutely. Nobody had a car
yeah.
in England or most of Europe until well after World War II.
Mm.
They just didn't have them. So, anyway, the point that I was making, or one of the points I was making with regard to the Istanbul bombing, we have this progression of craziness that has come, that has overtaken the planet. And so we now have become numb to this. There are some people, I mean, the CNN is going to be all over this because that's what they do. But after me telling you, if you didn't know that there were 140 people injured, 3 suicide bombers killing themselves, obviously, i.e. the meaning of the word suicide, there's a lot of video floating around of people and body parts.
Mm.
What do I want to talk about that for? What comes out of some deadly terrorist attack that we talk about it and things are going to be better? And maybe we become numb to it because that's all we seem to to talk about. The radio will be full of this stuff all day long today, and the liberals will blame the conservatives, and the conservatives will blame the liberals, and the gun people. You know, it's the same nonsense. And frankly, I don't want any part of it. I don't want to talk about it. It doesn't do anything. You can't get anywhere having a conversation about it. So why waste your time?
That's why we have good news.
Well, here, by the way, let's go back to, thank you, the Brexit vote. Kara, I think there's a cut 2903 there. That basically overviews how good it was. I said this on Monday. Don't get all worked up about this. Okay, so they're out. They'll be back in again. They'll figure out. Believe me, if there's money to be made, whoever's involved is going to figure out how to make the money. So if it's uncomfortable now when it comes to the exchange, the euro and the pound and the dollar and all that other stuff, give it a while. And it didn't take long because yesterday, the Dow Jones here in our country showed the first signs of stabilization, and all the markets around the world pretty much, except for the ones directly involved in Europe and in England, a little dicey. But here's a report of what happened on the financial front yesterday.
First came the shock. In the first two trading days after Britain's vote to leave the European Union, world stock markets lost more than $3 trillion in value. And that's the biggest two-day loss ever. What's next, hopefully at least from Wall Street's perspective, is a stock market rebound. And any signs that jittery, fearful markets are stabilizing after days of steep losses after the Brexit vote. A glimpse of stabilization creeped into financial markets Tuesday. Major stock indexes in the UK and Europe were all up 3% or more. And stocks opened sharply higher in the U.S.
All right. So you want to know what I got out of that report? You're going to chuckle. He used the word creeped. There is no such word as creeped. Instead of
I
using
didn't even
the word
hear him
crept.
Say that. Right.
Did you hear that? It's kind of like when people say me and instead of what the correct English is. Well, this is something that is, I mean, the rest of the...
You want to know what my big one is? The one that just drives me crazy? If creeped is not a word, you're absolutely right. It's crept. Yeah. The one that gets me is woken. Everybody says it's not even a word.
No such word.
Oh, no. That drives me crazy. Awaken.
Yeah, they use the long vowel. Yeah. But yet it's become so acceptable that nobody pays any attention to it.
I know.
And that's really, that's oof, annoying. All right, so here we are in English class. See, you're learning and you don't have to go to school. How about that, boys and girls? excuse me for a minute.
Are you wearing a Mr. Rogers sweater?
I don't have my sweater on, no.
It was a joke. I'm joking.
All right, passion. Let's bring passion into fashion. You know that I am very eager to live a healthy lifestyle. And Victoria, she's been around long enough for you to get the drift from her. She's a very healthy soul, wants to eat well, take care of herself. Kara is the same way. We all want to have our bodies cleansed. And so, Super Beats, sort of like spring cleaning for your body, even though it's summertime, it is an impressive array of results. I can look at page after page after page of people sending me information about themselves, their family, their friends that are on Super Beets. Blood flow. Beets loaded with dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, opens up the arteries and veins. But the arteries are the part of the body that flow, bring the blood out of the heart, get it to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, to every place in your body. And there is no better way, I guarantee it. I hope you think I'm being persuasive, because I aim to be persuasive, because I know I can feel it with me before and after. You can hear it in my voice sometimes if I don't. When I first go on the air a couple of hours ago, I may not have had it. And then, but Kara, you notice when I get into it. Victoria may not have heard in the first hour or so, but now I feel like I'm ready for the day. Healthy blood flow. It is the source of life, and Super Beets is the easiest and best way to get the natural dietary nitrates that open up the blood channels, the circulation, to give you what you need for life. It's like a river. When the river runs dry, there's nothing growing. When your blood system isn't getting to all parts of your body that it needs to, then your systems do not function. You want functioning systems. You want your body well. I take Super Beats every day. I feel the energy and stamina. You can hear it, and you'd like to have it, I know. So if you're one of the people who has not taken advantage of the opportunity to bring yourself into the New World Order, call 800-655-4183 and be just like Victoria when you grow up. Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free with your first order. By the way, the company put on the sheet of information that they sent for me that you can get the 30-day supply for free. You'll notice I did not use that terminology. I just said free, because for free is very bad English. Okay? This is a very good product, and I endorse it heartily. I like it. I love it. I enjoy it. 800-655-4183. There's a bit of tongue-in-cheek sometimes with me when I tell these stories about some of these products, but I chuckled at this because this is, over the years, you can imagine, I've pitched a lot of products. I've talked a lot about a lot of things. Some of the products have been good. Some have been fair. Some have been... But I try to give it the same enthusiasm. But you can tell when I'm really into it. I'm into this. I like this. DougLikesBeats.com. Order your Super Beats there. Or 800-655-4183. It doesn't make any difference how you order it, but order them.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Flame cooled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, so Doug, Victoria, Kara, the focus on Turkey. I saw one writer, you may have seen this already as well, Kara, describing it as instant bull. Understand?
Yes.
Instant bull. Which is what it is. Daesh taking credit for it, and all these people. So what do we do? I feel like I sound like a broken record every day because I say the same thing. Look at who's responsible. Why aren't we doing anything about it? It's very frustrating to have this stuff going on all the time, and really nobody's doing anything about it. What's the response? What are you going to do? What are we doing as a collective, the world, to get rid of these people? Nothing. Zero. And so they just go on their way, doing whatever they can to screw up the world. 10 before the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Friends first. You know how Donald Trump says America first? As far as I'm concerned, friends are first. That's what friends are for. I'm Friendly Doug with Friendly Victoria and Friendly Kara. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Plates by Splitwise. This sounds like an ad that you would see at the home shopping network. Plates by Splitwise. All right, so tell us about this free app.
Plates by Splitwise is a great app that if you go out to dinner and you have a group of friends and then the check arrives and you don't want to torture your server with five different credit cards or having them figure out the math, all you do is you put your total check amount into the app and the number of diners, and you can even do this by couples, like two people want to pay for their portion, one person's single, and it, you know, and then it gets really complicated. And this
happened to using your brain, for God's sakes?
The app does it all for you.
Oh, my God.
It's fabulous.
No, it's not. It's stupid.
Yes, it is.
No.
Who wants to sit there with a pen trying to figure out each amount?
Your brain's
going
to go numb and dull and dead.
And then the portion of the tax that goes to the couple that's paying together versus the single person, the app does it all for you. It's wonderful. Us millennials, when we go out to dinner, we need this.
We millennials maybe might be. Anyway.
Oh, okay, boy. All right, fine.
So there's more news from Splitwise. If you want to hear me groan some more, stand by. That's up next here on Good Day.
Way to sell it.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, back to Tech Talk time. So we had the Splitwise thing for those of you who are too damn lazy to figure out how to pay the bill. Now, here's Splitwise for those who travel. This ought to be good.
This Go is ahead. Great for summer travel, lots of road trips. You'll appreciate this one. This is a lot more complex than just splitting
good.
A dinner.
I just use my brain then? Perfect.
Well, I don't know if you're the organizer, if you and your friends take trips together, but this app, Splitwise, is a great travel app, and it takes away all of the headaches when you're trying to plan a trip with your friends, whether it's a road trip or you're flying somewhere together. You create the trip, and the app connects through your phone. It connects to all of your contacts, so you just check off which of your contacts are going on the trip with you, and then you add whatever the bills are, the hotel, the receipts, all of that, and it exports the trip totals as a spreadsheet, and then even changes currency if you're traveling to another country, and then it sends an alert, and everybody knows what they owe for the trip. So there's no nickel and diming and arguing with your friends.
I like the old way of arguing with your friends. This is no fun. You can't have an argument with your friends. Oh my God! That's
terrible. Money and friendships can get a little dicey, and then
that's why
vacation,
I don't have any friends. I don't worry about it.
Well, we're your friends, but we're just not going to travel with you.
Unless I pay. All right. So let's see. Oh, here's another travel app.
Yes, another travel app. That's just for accommodations, which is interesting because when you go on to any app like Expedia or any of the major travel apps, they only give you hotels. Very rarely they'll give you some B&Bs who have signed up to be considered hotels. But this travel app is called Agoda. It's a free app. It's A-G-O-D-A, Agoda. And you can type in any type of accommodation. If you're looking for a hostel, if you're looking for a bed and breakfast, you can type in any of your requirements. If you want free Wi-Fi or free breakfast in the morning. It has everything there, and then you can also get special deals by booking through the app that are exclusive, and all of your wallet, your Apple Wallet or your Google Pay, it's all included in the app, so you don't have to do anything.
Thank Abe for that one. Abe Agoda came up with that idea. 59 past the hour. They're in Friends 7.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.